We're here, Grandmaster.
My ears tell me that, Heaven. How does it look to you?
As if most of the work has been finished. There's no break in the stones of the aqueduct itself, and the last arch is near completion. I can see the capstone being raised.
Yes, the structure will need to bear a good deal of weight. You know about these things?
In my father's library, there were many books on architecture. I used to amuse myself by taking the moments of all the bridges in Serene.
You surprise me, Heaven. There is much about you that I don't know.
A different life, Grandmaster.
Sometimes I wonder if what we lost is worth it. Brother General!
Grandmaster, we are ready for your tour of inspection.
Everything
is going to plan, Grandmaster, as you foresaw. If you will accompany me.
Shall I?
Not you, Heaven.
But surely you need my eyes.
You will oblige me by inspecting the outer works. Make notes.
Of course, Grandmaster.
Brother General, an escort for my assistant. I will accompany you.
Come, Grandmaster. You, brother, stay with her. The main flow of water is held back at the foothills while we inspect the linings of the channel. We'll bring it to the lip on the morning of the fires, then release on your signal, Grandmaster. Do you wish me to demonstrate?
God favors the well-prepared, brother.
The wheel can be turned by manpower as well as water, if necessary. Brothers, turn the windlass. Here, Grandmaster. Place your hand against the pilings. Feel the movement.
It is the very movement of life. As below, so above. All things shall rise and in ascending. Praise God.
Here's the stirrup, Grandmaster. I was wondering.
Yes?
I saw something in the pump house. A big wheel.
It is indeed a wonder of engineering.
It looks very much like the one in the scrolls. But what is the use of it, if I may ask?
To raise the water level. The ancients could not have known we would need it, and yet even so, they wrote of it. This is why we must follow their lead. Why the Hafiz is so important, no matter the
No, either. Drunk. Has forgotten who or what he is most of the time.
As it is written, so must it be. We obey God's will, as shown in the scrolls, we do not question. The outer works, you saw them.
They're in order. The brothers know their business. They work well.
To work with God in your heart is to pray. I thank you, Heaven, for your work, too. I do not always... I have come to rely on you. In many ways.
I serve as best as I can.
Yes, yes. We all serve a greater cause. It is what redeems our sin.
To Monday, Series 4, Episode 7, Menagerie of All Life, by Mike Walker.
The work on the aqueduct is virtually complete. The last stones are being placed. The entire length is under inspection. The water will soon flow from the mountains to every corner of the city. As I promised, your people will be able to drink, bathe, swim. It will be a truly great festival, not just of light, but of life-giving water. Our gift to the city of Tumen.
And the morning after?
We shall be gone.
Hmm. Good. And everything is ready for the night of the fires?
It is.
So you found the Hafiz? I believe it's essential to whatever ceremony you intend to hold.
I have every confidence that he will be found. I have given the work to a man I trust to complete it.
Commander Gregor?
Indeed.
Indeed.
Yes?
I hope he will perform as you wish.
Well, I am rarely disappointed. I shall leave you now. We will not see each other again before the festival. Brothers?
Mistress?
Yes?
Is there something you didn't tell him?
Is there?
About Gregor, Mistress. I felt you were holding something back.
Sometimes I forget just how astute you are, Kadali. As for Gregor, he is no longer of any concern to anyone in this world. Like his niece, he had become irritating. I had my man, a killer, deal with him.
A killer, Mistress?
You met him. You probably didn't notice. Keep it that way. You look surprised.
Yes, I suppose I am. I'd always thought Gregor would live.
Nobody lives forever, Kadali. Not even you. Anyway, we need to think about my regency once the Balorak have left.
It will be glorious.
And the people, they will love me.
Of course they will.
Like a sultana?
Mother of the waters, mother of the empire. Everything they see and hear will fill their souls with adoration.
Only I don't know if regents are ever beloved. It feels wrong somehow. And I've done so much to bring peace and prosperity back to Tumen Bay.
No one more so.
Perhaps...
Yes?
Well, perhaps I should be the sultana.
But the sultana, Manel...
I fear she may never return. After all, well, that's what that place is for.
Majesty.
Please, sit. Wait outside. How are you feeling?
I think all right. Thank you.
You seemed a little anxious and confused when you arrived yesterday evening. I hope the rest has helped you. How are you now?
I need to get word to someone. Commander Gregor in the city. I shouldn't be here.
Yes, of course. Gregor is my good friend. I helped him when he was in residence with us. Yes, I did. Here to help, that's me.
Good, Effendi Governor. Then you can understand that everyone is in danger in Tumen Bay. There is a coup.
A coup, you say?
I was drugged and sent here by my enemies. I am not mad.
Of course you aren't. They think we're all mad out here, but there is no saner place in the Empire than this.
Are they in here?
Can't you see? I am in a meeting.
But the flies. The flies. I need to stop the buzzy, buzzy flies. Don't you see? Where are they? Where are they? They have no right to be here.
Now go!
My work is never done.
I'm sorry. He was a brilliant man once. Please, go on.
If you want to help me, Effendi, then help me get back to Tumen Bay.
Of course I want to help you. Anything, Majesty.
I am the Sultana. And there has been a coup.
Yes, you said.
So... What can we do?
Wait for a while, Majesty. I think on it. It may take some time. We are going to need soldiers. There are guards here. I'm sure they'll be loyal to you. But we'll need more. More men. More time.
How much time?
A day? Two?
Oof. We have to move now.
It's not so easy. We are in peril here. Dark forces. I need to make alliances. Arrangements. But rest assured, I will do everything in my power to put you in your proper place on the throne. Gracchus, will you be so kind as to escort the Sultana back to her rooms? And you, Your Majesty, you will need to think of your plans for the task ahead. Who you can trust, who can be bribed, who can be set aside. Make lists. Be assured. Together, we shall prevail.
Fatima wanted me dead. She set her hired killer on me. He had a big opinion of himself. Too big. He got careless. No one can afford to get careless in this world.
Gregor, for the Grand Master.
What is your business?
My business is the Grand Master's business. If you wish to go and ask him, do so, and I'll wait here.
Very well.
You all right, old man?
I had to bring him in.
The Hafiz is confused.
I need to win the Grand Master's trust, and to do that, I have to give him this gift.
You don't have to come any further, Bello, if you don't want to.
I have to be here. For him.
Why?
Listen, the scrolls. It was believed they were destroyed, that there were only copies and copies of the copies, but they were hidden over the ages, passed on from Hafiz to Hafiz. When my master and I came to Tuman Bey, they were taken by Shajar, the wife of Sultan Al-Ghuri. She wanted to use them for her own ends, but she was murdered and the scrolls passed to Maya.
Yes, that I remember. I had them in my hands.
She sent them to Amber Province, where the Balarak fought her armies and took them from her.
You may pass.
Forward. Why are you telling me this?
Because that isn't all. There's more, but it's locked away, hidden.
What do you mean?
In the Hafiz's mind. It's in there somewhere, but we can't remember. I've tried so hard, but
what happened to the thief after her life was stolen, eh?
Get off, old man.
Who presided over her burial? Who sealed her doom?
Gregor, so you found him.
I owe you for that.
And my family. Did you manage?
I will do it, I promise. I gave my word.
Grandmaster, he found the Hafiz.
I never doubted you would succeed. Help him down, brothers. He's precious to us.
Yes, Grandmaster.
He can be reunited with his scrolls now. Take them to their tent. Look after them well.
Careful. He is old. He is not well.
Come, Commander. You have done well. You will take refreshments. You don't fast?
No.
Right here, Grandmaster.
Please, sit. Heaven, bring food and wine. You have done us a great service. What can we do in return?
I'm concerned with the balance of power in the palace. The rule of my niece, Sultana Manel, may be under threat.
That is of no concern to me.
But my niece is a very great concern to me.
Wine, Commander.
Thank you.
And what do you want?
I want? What I want is to stay alive. Your protection, Grandmaster. And I want to protect Manel, the star of the Balarak on my chest. And once Fatima learns that I am not dead and her assassin is,
and an escort of knights when I enter the palace.
Are you a believer?
I believe in staying alive.
You are a cunning fox, Gregor. As you have served me fairly and well, it shall be as you wish. Heaven, write the order.
Is it steady?
It weighs enough. It's not going anywhere.
I think you'll be as strong as a wrestler when we're done, Dumpy. You can make a fortune in the arena.
Let me see. Is this it? Is this all you've done today?
It's more than what you've done.
Cheeky camel. Come on, so get to it.
It's prayer break, Dumpy. Come on.
You saw him. You got the money.
Come on. So, where is he?
He said he'd be here.
He said.
There. Effendi. Effendi. Here, I've got it.
Hello again.
What you wanted, I've got three. Can I see her now?
What?
See the prisoner Matilla, daughter of the merchant Bavand. You know.
He's gone up. Five now.
You said.
Do you want to see her or not? Oh, are you enjoying yourself? In you go. Just one of you.
Go, my friend.
You need to be quick. The overseer won't be long.
See you again.
You always see me. Whatever happens, always.
Hold me tight. I'm so scared.
No, it'll be... We're gonna do something. Me and Dumpy.
What can you do, Frog? What can anyone do?
On the night, we've got a plan. We're going to get you out.
You're just a couple of children, Frog. Against all of this, they'll smash you. They'll smash everything.
Not this. We've planned it all.
Nobody gets out of here.
Don't you see? It's not here. It's out there when
they hang us?
When they think they're going to do that. But they won't, because...
They will.
Stop it. They won't. There's going to be fires in the sky. Everyone will be looking up. We're going to do something. Me and Dumpy. And there's going to be panic.
And I'll be dead.
Listen, you have to stay calm. We'll come for you.
No.
Matilla, remember when we met and you wanted to fly? And Spider, he said...
Girls don't fly.
And what happened? What happened?
We flew.
You and me. We flew over the city.
But the blind man, your dream...
Look at me. There's no dream. No blind man. No prison, no guards, no chains, no hanging. There's you and me, flying free into the sky, flying away forever. Trust me.
Here you go, boy.
I love you.
Come on.
Look at you now, Manel. Daughter of General Kulon. And yet here you are, and he is in the ground, and his brother, Gregor, is looking for invisible people.
Just imagine me. From the sky.
And I, Kadali, I survive. I flourish.
You were dreaming, crying out.
Something I thought I could remember, and then it's gone. A voice, some
Who are you? What's your name?
My name is Mehmet. It was my father's name, too. The last person to ask me my name, the only one in a long time, was Grigor, the man you came to see when he was here. He was kind to me. But since he left, is he safe now?
He is safe. And I need to see him. I asked the governor and he promised he would help me get my throne back. I want him to send a message to the city. To Grigor. What?
There's no governor. We have to go now. The bell calls us.
I have a friend. Someone I care for. She might come. Her name is Angel.
There are no angels in this world. Come.
Your Majesty.
Welcome.
You are welcome, Your Majesty.
Please, Your Majesty, please come. Please come.
There you are.
It's you.
We were just preparing, Majesty.
Preparing? What do you mean? For what?
Your coronation. You wanted your throne back, didn't you?
I don't understand.
When we talked this morning, you told me you wanted your throne back, yes? Your throne. You had been deposed by evil forces, yes?
I mean, yes,
and
but...
you will be crowned our Sultan.
Our Sultan.
And the roofs will ring with our praises. Here, I, Saab, have helped you from the pit of despair to the peak of the throne. I have deposed the pretender, the thief, the evil Sultan. Let him eat all the flies he wishes now. His cruel reign is over.
He's over.
He's dead. The Sultan is dead.
We killed him, Majesty.
We shall eat well tonight.
Yes, we killed him.
Now dawns a reign of peace and prosperity. Take your throne. Rule. Hail, our Sultan.
We are waiting, Your Majesty. Your throne is ready.
Your throne waits.
Old man.
Yes, sir.
I think you are true and honest, my friend. Grigor told me to look after you, and so I shall. You will be the vizier to our Sultan.
I'm not worthy.
But who more worthy in the Palace of the Blind than a blind man?
Yes.
No! I need to get back to Tuman Bay.
Here is
come,
your
come,
empire.
Come.
Take your seat.
No!
Help her, Majesty! Help
no!
Come,
oh, blessed Sultan!
No!
Destiny has led her footsteps to her rightful place at our head. All things shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well.
Chain her
that she may be ours forever. Majesty, behold your throne, your vizier, your people.
No.
Rejoice.
If you can hold that position for a moment, madam, it is most heroic. Angel, can you arrange the fall of the robe? The pleats catching light?
A moment, mistress.
Should I have a crown? The Sultana's crown? Kadali?
I think the turban suits you better.
More intriguing, madam.
Intriguing? I'm not interested in being intriguing. I want to look glorious.
Oh, you will, mistress. You will.
Trust the great artist, mistress. You won't be disappointed.
Could Ali continue?
So, 300 oxen, 200 swans, 1,000 ducks, 2,000 ground fowl, wine for those who choose to drink, 500 barrels, but mostly it will be the cool, clear mountain water flowing again through your genius, mistress, to every fountain in the city.
Make certain that every district overseer informs all the people of that fact.
It has been made more than clear to them.
And you may relax, madam. Angel,
help her down?
Madam?
Thank you.
Grand Vizier, I have these for you to sign for the carts and the tables and the butchers. We're hiring 200.
Good. And has the head eunuch taken delivery?
Yes, Vizier. And mistress? There are Balorak knights to see you.
Again? Is the Grand Master with them?
I don't think so, mistress.
Probably more arrangements.
Send them in.
Yes, mistress.
So the day after, you think?
Yes, mistress. The Balorak will be gone. The city will be yours.
Well, perhaps I should wear a crown then. Gregor, what are you...
You seem a little surprised to see me.
Only surprised by the company you keep, Commander. You decided to join the Order? Aren't they supposed to be pure in heart?
They are here to ensure my safety.
I see. In that case, indulge my curiosity. My man, Akilla.
If you haven't paid him in full, you've saved yourself some money.
Very thoughtful of you, Commander. How may I serve you?
Where is my niece? I want to see her.
I'm afraid that's not possible at this time.
The Sultana has been taken ill. The strain, the pressure.
And yet I will see her.
You will not.
I will see her!
You dare! Draw a sword before me, the mother of the Empire.
Madam, you are no more than a grasping, husband-murdering thief.
I am the regent of this Empire.
And who really believes that? Kadali?
Guards, arrest this man.
Commander Gregor, you wish us to cut them down?
The Balorak are our friends. I do not wish blood to be spilt, but if it must be, then...
No. We will leave.
I will escort you gentlemen from the throne room, if I may. I never thought I'd be glad you're still around, but I am. I am.
Really? Wait for me outside.
Yes, come on.
Gregor, this whole thing has... It's not working, Gregor. She goes too far. The coach is out of control.
You decided to take the ride, Kadali. Where is Manel?
Look, can I trust you?
About as far as I can trust you. You need to give me something, Kadali. Where is Manel?
Kadali!
You know your own way out.
Gregor, we met at the banquet.
Senior Angel, yes. You must excuse me, though.
They drugged her. They did something to her. They made her change. She didn't recognize me. The Sultana, Manel.
I saw the way you were looking at her at the banquet. You were friends.
More than friends. I would do anything for her.
Then tell me what happened.
They took her away, out of the city.
Which way?
I don't know. Into the desert. They sent a physician with her.
Yes.
Does that mean something to you?
It means everything. Come with me. The keys of the city. Under Maya, and even in my exile, I kept a set hidden. I knew they would come in useful.
Why are we in the market?
Apples and soft fruit.
That's why.
Red berries, green berries, fresh berries.
Zubek, how are you?
Commander, I haven't seen you in an age.
Nothing to report?
Gossip. Rumors about the Sultana. Why has nobody seen her recently? Bribes at the palace to get anything done. Nothing unusual, as usual.
You still have...
What you gave me to keep?
I'd like them back, please.
I always keep them close. With my other keys. Nobody would suspect anything. It's what you taught me, Commander. Hide as near plain sight as you can.
You're a good man, Zubek.
Sergeant, I no longer need you. You're free to go.
Very well, Commander.
What is this? It's vast.
There are many tunnels out of the city under the walls. This was a smuggler's route. They take whole caravans back and forward, avoiding the duty on their goods. Of course, the bribes they paid to those who kept the tunnels came to almost as much as if they'd paid the taxes, but that's too much pay for you. Given a choice between legal and not, they'll always go for the larceny. This is new. Damn it to the Seven Hells, I don't have a key.
But you have me, and I have this. There's not a lock I couldn't pick by the time I was 10. And this is less than child's play. After you, Commander.
What exactly did you do as a 10-year-old, Signor?
Like your smugglers, I moved things around. How far before we come to the surface?
A good while. Let's save your energy.
It must have taken years to build something this long. Are those bones in the wall?
Yes. It said the city was destroyed and then remade, some of it with the bones of the dead. Who knows? Something else lost in time. Once we get to the desert, you'll find huge Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stop, wait. Douse the lamp. I think I can see light ahead.
Wait here with the horses. Is it you?
I believe it is. Do you?
I don't know.
Touch my hand.
Warm. What are you? Dead and not dead. No wonder I was mad.
You're not mad, Gregor. You never were.
Thank God for that. Thank... I have so many questions.
There is a time for questions, but we are in the time for answers now.
Are you a watcher? The Hafiz talked of...
Listen. Sultan Al-Ghuri collected all manner of plants and creatures for his delight. He caused a great menagerie to be made for them, where they were able to flourish and live their natural lives. And because they knew no other life, they thought they were living in the great world. But they were not. Do you remember when there was a sickness? First the leaves of the plants began to curl and darken, the small animals and birds who ate the leaves began to sicken and die. Then the creatures who ate them died as well. It seemed nothing would stop this disease until at last Al-Ghuri decreed that everything should be burnt and turned to ash and the ash itself buried. Then he would begin again elsewhere with new plants and new birds and new animals of all kinds.
What are you telling me?
What you can understand.
And what is that supposed to mean, Alkin?
So it will be with Tumambe and all the world of which it is part.
What are you saying?
It wouldn't be the first time. It has happened before. A great dying comes upon the world, and then all is remade again, and again, and again.
That's impossible.
And yet you saw me hanged, and saw my burning body sent out to sea.
What are you, Alkin?
I have to tell you that you have a part to play, Gregor.
And I tell you that I have to save Manel, my niece. She should mean something to you. You were lovers once. Or was that a game? Have you been playing me, Alkin, all this time?
I have been playing a much more serious game for longer than you can know. You must go back. Stay in the city that you love. That is your role, Gregor. You must play it. If you go to Manel, this world will burn, and she with it.
If I stay?
Do you remember when you came to Tuambe?
Kulan and me, yes. Two boys who nearly died crossing the mountains.
And your new master offered you a choice. A poison needle or a crystal of sugar. To live as slaves and perhaps to flourish, or to leave this world of suffering and uncertainty for oblivion.
How do you know this?
At the beginning, a choice. Now again, at the end, a choice. Oblivion, or the chance, no matter how slight, to flourish.
What must be done?
There is a covenant between God and man. It was believed lost, but found again.
The scrolls, the Balorak have them.
No. The Balorak have half. The rest are missing, hidden by the Hafiz. If they can be brought together, Tumambe and this world may live.
Can't you find them?
Once there was one path in the sand. Now there are many, and even I do not know which one to take. Find what is lost. Bring them to me.
No. No, come back.
Commander Gregor?
Where should I...
You will know, Gregor.
Where should you what?
Did you see?
Nothing. You were lost in the light for just a moment, then I came to look for you. Shall we go on? We must be near the entrance.
Palace of the Blind. It's half a day's ride beyond the entrance. Right towards the evening star. You'll see mountains, a peak. It's called the Snow Tiger's Paw. The palace lies in its shadow.
You're not coming.
I have to go to Tumambe. Find Manel. Save her. Keep her safe. Take both horses.
What just happened, Commander?
When you find her, don't come back.
Commander?
The Hafiz kept half the scrolls, she said.
Commander!
But where would he hide them? Perhaps the old drunk has a sense of humor after all.
I need to go outside.
No, you don't. Outside is only sand. Isn't that so, Vizier?
Yes. Yes, Majesty. You must eat.
You see, even your Vizier thinks so. And he is wise. Bring food for the Sultana. Why do you neglect her?
Bring food.
Why would you want to leave?
Why have you chained me? Why am I chained?
It will be a great dynasty, Seloni. Huh? You can understand that. Do you remember how we used to talk about it all those years ago when we escaped the court and the crowds and we climbed up to the very top of the great tower and we sat together and we looked out? And it was as if we could see the whole world spread before us. And together, together...
What are you talking about?
We dreamed of how we would rule together one day. You and I, brother and sister. And so it shall be. You and I in a glorious, eternal marriage.
I need to think. I used to be good at that. A menagerie. Is she saying that everything's going to end? This whole so solid world? Is she mad too? Well, she's dead. I saw her die. And burn. I saw her body burn.
Ah, Commander, you're back. Shall I send coffee to your rooms or to the roof terrace?
The terrace, please. Is the boy here?
Dumpy!
No, the other one. Frog.
I think so.
Send him to the terrace.
Do you need us to fly again, Commander? To find this garden of yours?
No, I don't.
So you found it then?
Possibly.
You did? Look, we're going to need somewhere to go after, for me and my girl and Dumpy, after we get her out. Somewhere safe, where they can't find us.
What's that to me?
I helped you when you asked. Help me now.
All right. But you have to do something for me. Go to this address. You'll find a man and a child. Take them to the garden.
But we don't know where the garden is.
When you were flying, did you see a big copper roof?
I saw something like that. Over towards the slaughterhouse district, Frog. Near Meat Alley.
Maybe, yes.
That's it. There's an old water system. The entrance is there. There's room for you there. And this family.
Why have they got to be there?
That's not your concern, my young friend.
The Balorak have increased their street patrols. That is.
I'll pay you. 10 pieces. Alguri gold. Just do your job. Go, now.
They are rehearsing for the ceremony.
Is there a key? Can you get it?
Oh, once I could. Once I knew where every key in the palace was held. Blind though I am, but Sarp is too clever. He keeps all the keys now.
He seems to think I'm his sister.
Yes. They say she was very beautiful. Like you, I'm sure.
What happened to her? Was she here?
No. She was never here. Something happened to her before he came.
To her? What?
I don't know. Something happened.
Season 4, Episode 7 of Tumen Bay, Menagerie of All Life, featuring Rufus Wright, Anton Lesser, Natalie Armin, and Kirsty Bushell, was written by Mike Walker and directed by me, John Scott Dryden, with music by Sasha Putnam and editing and sound design by Eloise Whitmore. Tumen Bay is created by me and Mike Walker and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including scripts and a full cast list, visit tumenbay.com.